and so on. This week's parasha is the parasha of Bnei Torah. We're talking about Matan Torah, and it's the parasha. So we tend to think of it as Torah. I ask you, what's this parasha about? It's about Torah. Matan Torah is something that is Hechetimtza. So Torah had to be given, and it was given. But if you take a look in halacha, there are many halachas that are learned from the sinasa. In other words, the Matan Torah is part and parcel of the Hilchos Talmud Torah. Most famous one is Balkeri is not supposed to, according to Mani Amma, is not supposed to learn Torah before, without Tevila. It doesn't have to do with Tumah, which is a mistake people make about it. It has to do with Kalas Roish. Because there's a halach in the Sinasa that it was Bereses, Bezeya, Beyira, and therefore that's the way in which you have to approach it. And if you don't approach it like that, then you're missing something. The Gemara darshins the halacha of the Chiyuvim Levaya on a Talmud Chacham from the Sinasa. The Yerushalmi brings a story that, I forgot who it was, said that you have to stand because he saw somebody darshan teaching, leaning, and he said, it has to be kini sinasa, it has to be bamida. And the Gemara darshans, yoyima shamadata lefnei Hashem lakecha, it's the yoyima shamadata lakecha. So Matan Torah itself is an entity that needs a little bit to be understood. We have a remes fit in Haggadah. It says, Il kevonof har Sinai, v'lelosas ha-Torah dayenu. So that means the kiruv to har Sinai carries in itself some sort of inyan b'fnei atzmoi. And the rest of it is sort of a second chelek. So you have the Torah, and you have a certain context of the nesinas ha-Torah. Chazal tell us it had to be b'midbar dafka. And it said that kol aliyosef shei Yisrael is in a midbar dafka. Another place Chazal speak about that a tzipor wasn't tzietz, an oif wasn't off, a shor wasn't go'ah. Everything was quiet for Matan Torah. So once we understand that Matan Torah is not just in the wake of Nesinas HaTorah, you have a parade, but there's a chshivas to the Nesinas HaTorah kishalatzma, we need to ask ourselves, what is that chshivas? Why is it? Everyone understands on a chasher maimed, you make a chasher maimed, your achnuk sabayis, achtorah, so it's fancy, it's nice, but it's all parparos, that's a thing. Over here, it seems the other way around, that there's something in the Talmud Torah itself that is, the Sinas HaTorah itself is Gufa HaTorah, not just a mikra that happened. So let's think a little bit about this and let's try to understand it. Let's imagine the following context. I'm telling a person that he must memorize the answers to a place, what are the capital cities of the states? He's picking something at random. Now, how important, what's the person's attitude towards it? So one case, they're expecting to play a trivia game, and he found out that this is going to be one of the questions, and he needs to memorize it. A second hechetimtza is, there's a test, geography test, he has to memorize it. A third one is, this person is looking for a job to deliver things, to arrange deliveries, and the ability to figure out the places, the cities, is crucial to getting the job. Same questions, same answers. What is the person's isyachsus to what he's studying? It could be trivia, it could be an important test, and it could be crucial to getting a job. It's the same words, technically. It's three different limudim. Because everything in the world has a context. And what this is makes the difference in what setting is it coming. Betiras, what is it coming, is koivea, the thing itself. How will you remember it? How you relate to it? And what is it? Is this another narishkeit? Is this important? Or is this crucial? That's going to depend on the context. Torah has a problem. We have a problem. We have a life. And life has a lot of things. And it's important to enrich our lives with ruchnius. So, we have a life with a lot of various activities. We have to fit in some learning. We have to fit in some davening and other good things. That is the ideal context for Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The Maral, when he speaks about the fundamental difference between Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach and Torah, says as follows. Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, any bar das could figure out that they exist, and min hashamayim, because the world has a Borei Olam. A Borei Olam created a world, it needs to have a kiyum. Without fundamental mitzvahs, there's no kiyum. So there must be a set of mitzvahs, and only the Rebbeinu Shlomo could give it, because every person's mind is distorted and distorts things. And we have it. So if somebody were to ask, what is Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is we have a world, and it's important to keep the world b'kiyum, and we have mitzvahs that are crucial to keep b'kiyum. But those mitzvahs are within the context of the world. Then there's something else. Vayera Hashem al Sinai means that another world came to this world. And the only way that we can have shaychus to Torah for what Torah is if there is no world that we're familiar with at the time. If a person is a tourist and he's going to a Japan or whatever, a foreign country, so he tries to act in that country the way people act. He tries to do, you know, be sensitive, but he doesn't negate his own mitzvahs. He's still American, he still acts like American, but in this place he has to act like that. If a person moves to China, Japan, he changes. Torah, the context of Torah is a different world. It's not a nicer world or a better world. It's a world with neatzmai. And therefore, had anything of this world taken place while there was Matan Torah, the Matan Torah would become part of this world. If there would be birds chirping, if there would be oxen plowing, if there would be a Mahalach HaOlam, if it would be in a Makom Yishuv, not the Makom Midbar, then Torah itself would have been an element within the world. A beautiful, a wonderful, a crown jewel. But a crown jewel sits on a head and on a body and on feet. Torah doesn't sit on any of that. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world came down here. And the choice is to become part of that world or not to have Shaychus to Torah. And that's why Midbar is the absolute, it's the Makom of Torah, because it's not a Makom for anything else. In many places, Midbar is not a Makom Yishuv, it's not a Makom Le'odom. That's ideal for where Torah can be. And it had to be in a setting where nothing else spoke, nothing else moved, nothing else whispered. That was the context for what Torah is. So the context defines what Torah is. It's a different world. There's a reason why the Olam of Yeshivas is called an Olam of Yeshivas. And there's a reason why there was such strong resistance to bringing in foreign elements in yeshiva. There were many good reasons, mitzad, hashkaf, and so on. But the fundamental reason was because it, Torah, the way it is, cannot be in the context of anything else. It can't be understood as its role in society, in the people. It doesn't have a role in anything. It is the metzias, and we're pieces in that world. And if you don't deher Torah in its context of being its own metzias, then what you have is nice and it's fine, but it has no shaykhes to Torah kinesinasa. The Torah kinesinasa means that since the context defines what it is it a game of trivia? Is it a test? Is it crucial? What is it? The nesinasa does it. The concept of Yira and Zeya, Reses Yira and Zeya, is because whenever I do something that I like, that means the thing is bottled to me. I like this, so I take it. So I'm the big picture. I have things I would like to absorb, and I'd like to have this item, that item. So anything that comes from Ava and Rotzen makes me the balabayas, and the thing itself part of my metzias. Anything that my attitude is yira means it's his world, and I'm stelling tzu to somebody else's world. Ava means I stell something tzu to my world, because my world is mishtoike and misava to something. And yira means something has overwhelmed me, and I see myself as part of that world instead of the other way around. That's an understanding and a reason why Olam HaYeshivas was misyasid and miyusid, which Mr. Snevjwait was, because to understand what Torah is, it can only be that way. Baruch Hashem, we have today, it's a davar milsa pshitasa, that's what yeshiva is. Unfortunately, the context of the world we live in has been matzliach to threaten that. When I went to Eretz Yisrael in 1970, I went to Eretz Yisrael to learn. There was not even a landline to Eretz Yisrael. If you called, you had to go down to one place that could call to Chutz Laretz, and you had to wait a half hour. And you only used it for either announcing an engagement or Rachmana L'Tzlan Elvai. That was it. But there was a certain nituch. And when you were in a yeshiva, you were part of that world. And it had its own flavor, its own metzias. Today, L'tayv L'mutav, it's far from it. And an isayin that we face is mentally and emotionally and physically seeing ourselves within the context of just that world. The minig in Europe was that the yeshivas were in small towns. They were not in the big cities. Very few, if any, even Slavotka was over the bridge in a shtetl. The Kovno was an important city, a capital city, and Slavotka was a backward, small, little shtetl. And the reason was to create that sense of being menutuk and having a new world. There's a new world over here. Chazal say that one of the that in Yom HaDin they're going to ask us kavati itim l'teira. And the shaila is, why kavati l'teira? Did you learn or not learn? I mean, if a person is kavati l'teira and he doesn't learn, if a person wasn't kavati but he ended up learning 6 hours a day, ashrehu. So why kavati itim l'teira dafka? So Rashi says that he says because a person has to be oisik in derech eretz, and it's the teva of derech eretz to be moishik a person, and therefore you have to be kaveh itim. So on the simple way you look at Rashi, I still have the shayla. So kaveh itim the Torah is a good eitzah. Rashi is telling you eitzah teva kamash malon. Don't rely on having time to learn, because you're never going to have time to learn. There's always another call to take, and always another email to answer, and so on. Don't rely on that. So it's the Eitz HaTeva Kamash, I understand. But the Shaila is a Tachlis and Yom HaDin. So, okay, it's this limit schus. A person who did the Eitz HaTeva and he still got Fashlep, so it's a certain limit schus. But in the Yom HaDin, Lechur, the Prabha should be on that also. So I think on a deeper nekuda, what Rashi means is, because it is normal for Derech Eretz to be Moshech a person, so anything that happens within the context of a day becomes part of the Derech Eretz. So I'm taking a call, I'm learning a Mishnah, I'm answering something, I'm eating lunch, I'm looking up at the Gemara and this and that. Because Derech Eretz takes over the world, a person who's usuk in business becomes swamped with it. So everything becomes part of that shalt. And Torah does not get its own mitzvahs. The kavata itim la Torah means there has to be a circle in the day where nothing exists but Torah. It's the nesinasa, it's the midbar of where Torah finds its mitzvahs that a person can put in his own day. Unfortunately, this is a shmooze today that for us Bnei Torah, it's as important. Because even with all the shmears, we're still swamped. It used to be people would be in yeshiva and not go home for a zman. That was normal. When I came to Yisrael, it was already a later tkufa. People didn't go home for 2 years. It was the normal to go every other Pesach because it was expensive. And I had a roommate who 7 years hadn't been home. He was in San Francisco, and 7 years he hadn't been home. And today, things changed. The problem, and this is important to understand, the problem is not just the etzem 10 minutes that you gestert. It's not even the fact that you're not concentrating and focusing, which is also a terrible problem. The real problem is, what is Torah to you? It's another thing in the chant. Life is a big chant, random bits and pieces. And the Shir and Gemara is also a random bit and piece. Torah to survive as Torah needs to have the yichud that Nesinasa has. A person needs to clear out time. If a person makes up, he's not going anywhere. Out. These and these times, these and these manim. A person is not taking a break from learning. Chazal say that a person who sleeps in the middle of the Beis Medrash is teras nasa kroyim. In other words, Torah becomes swamped with that chant of other things. There are things, the yeshiva has its framework of starim and zmanim, but a bacha who is a ben aliyah, and it's also important to understand. You hear an endless amount of shaka v'taya. You know, yeah, but I'll have more time to do this and exceptions and so on and so forth. A person that can understand what Torah that has its own setting is, then we would think twice before we would try to make a pilpul to get out of it. Understanding that the setting, that if a person comes into a Beis Medrash and the Seder is inviolable, he's put himself into a world that is a different world. He's in the Olam HaTorah. And if the person is not like that, he's on call, he's busy, he's this, he's that, even if he's technically learning more hours, there's something very much missing in his... So what is it? Like we said before, the same learning could be a part of life, or it could be its own world and own mitzvahs. For 1 hour, for 5 hours, for 12 hours, I was zeicha to go up to Har Sinai. I was zeicha to go to some place. Bezus Hashem, if this is the parasha of the week, it has itself the schoolers of the week, to be mizbeining that Torah was given a setting. And certainly, if a person learns whatever context, it's a mitzvah and so on, and if a person has 5 minutes between a person who's a busy person, a businessman, and so on, he has 5 minutes, certainly learning is wonderful. But this is the tkufa in our lives when we should be standing at a Maamar Har Sinai and creating the context of clearing the ground, clearing the time. The obstructions and the shter It's not only the technical taking away from concentration, which in itself is a problem for sure, but it's more than that. Then my attitude towards learning is, it's another part of the mishmash of religious activities in the world. Bez Hashem, we should be zeicher to create our own midbar, where everything is quiet, and it's its own world. And even when a person has to leave the world, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody leaves this world. But it always remains, whenever he touches base with it, it always remains its own world. And he's moving from a world of Zayin Mitzvahs, a world of Teva, to a world that's beyond, to a world that's Kulei Ruchnius and Kulei Teiras Hashem. That's love.